What is self-realization? Self-realization is one level of truth. Generally, many people have low realization of their self. Let us see how we can become aware of how we are developed, how much we know about our personality. The personality, I don't mean by the appearance, but the much more deeper whole being we are. For this, we will have to take up an exercise. You take a partner who will help you in this exercise. Relax completely, close your eyes, shut out all distractions as possible, and do 5 cycles of pranic breathing. Slow, gentle, deep breathing. Let your partner now ask questions. Who are you? You should not hesitate to give an answer. Be still. Whatever comes to your mind, verbally say that as the answer. You cannot repeat any answer when he asks you the same question. Your friend will keep asking you the same question. Who are you? You answer as long as something comes to your mind. Let your friend note down all the answers you have telling him. When your friend is knowing that you have started to either repeat or hesitate, he will have to stop you and you may open your eyes. Review what your partner has noted down. Whatever comes spontaneously is an indication that you understand that deeply about yourself. Now, what is soul realization? Whenever lower self or the Jivatma realizes that it's part of a higher spiritual anatomy and the Jivatma has very high degree of oneness with the higher self, is called soul realization. When Jivatma or the incarnated soul is not much evolved, it doesn't even know that the existence of the higher's. When it becomes aware of the higher power, it starts to identify that as the God. It calls it as God. Then slowly it becomes aware of the fact that God, the Supreme Being, is still much higher, beyond the higher self. This is the first step towards the realization. First you differentiate and then unify. Then it feels one with higher self. As the degree of oneness increases, the soul realization becomes more and more. The lower vehicles become more developed. The higher self starts to exert its will over the action of the lower self and the incarnated soul. In this process, all living beings are benefited to a great extent. So let us talk about what is God realization. When the lower self becomes one with the higher self, it is called soul realization. Similar thing happens when the higher self becomes one with the divine spark or the Paramatma. This is called as the God realization. Let us now go to what is called empowering knowledge. How do these things empower you, whatever we discussed till now? You are empowered spiritually as you have the power to achieve the great success in service you do to others and your family and to yourself. With this spiritual knowledge, you are spiritually empowered. All philosophies talk about the souls we are. Now, empowering your bodies is a must when you start empowering through the different levels. We have several bodies in addition to the physical body. Each of the bodies have their own needs. The needs of the bodies are: the physical body needs air, water and food. The etheric body, the prana from sun, air and ground. The astral body needs emotions like love, peace and happiness. Mental body, it needs knowledge, ideas and wisdom. Causal body, karmas, experiences, blessings. The bodies must be fed, they must also be in balance. Effect of imbalance can be inferred very easily. Finally, the food for each body has to be provided by oneself. To look for nourishment toward others and reliance on the other people for satisfying is not very sustainable. Babies have very bright energy bodies. They have wonderful characteristics: happy, forgiving, compassionate, etc. They are also clairvoyant to some extent. Pranic healing can be applied on one's own self to regain such bright and clean auras. Applying the principles of pranic healing. How do we apply the principles of pranic healing on oneself in different aspects of life? Let us take the first technique, Sensitizing. Sensitizing is one of the 7 basic pranic healing techniques. This translates to self-awareness at different levels. There are so many things you have to be aware of in your life. We have our physical body consisting of so many inorganic and organic chemicals. Cells, tissues, muscles, bone, blood, skin, hand, and so on. On the etheric level, we have the chakras, meridians, health rays, inner aura, health aura, and outer aura. We should become aware of how the chakras functioning, how they are rotating or not rotating, where the energy blocks are in the energy flow, what is the quality of energy, how much quantity of pranic energy is there. Awareness should be extended to the breath and the chakras and their movements, the characteristics and the whole of the energy body. On the emotional level, how are the emotions? How are the chakras functioning on the emotional level? Which chakra is activated, which is normal and which is underactivated? What are the positive and negative emotions we are experiencing as of that moment? At the mental level, what thoughts are there, which is right in your mind? Is it positive? Is it negative? Through self-awareness, negative thought forms can be rejected and positive thought forms can be reinforced. We should develop the awareness that one is not the thought or the emotions. Every action carried out with awareness is powerful. How aware are you on the causal level about your present and past karma? What is that you are experiencing as effect of karma? Some of us might even be aware of till higher levels. On awareness of our own prosperity. How are we aware of the prosperity? Do we create thoughts of prosperity? Do we entertain such thoughts? Are we sensitive to those thoughts? And being sensitive to what type of thoughts we attract into our lives. There is an example of a lady who was a very nice person, having most of the things in life one needs, but she was always finding it difficult to get into fulfilling relationship for more than 3 months. Over a period of 3 years, she was getting into relationship and out of it in 3 months. 12 or 13 relationships in the entire period. In every relationship, the guy would come and become physically violent, abusive at the end of the 3rd month. Then she would have to break off the relationship. When a pranic healer who had some awareness asked her to check, what is the common thing in all these relationships? Within a second, she said, it was me. So gently she was told to check and become sensitive to what is happening inside her system. She became sensitive to various things and also became aware that she had plenty of violence energy in her. She was then told to go through pranic psychotherapy and practice meditation on twin hearts to clear all the violence energy. Within no matter, she settled down into a very compassionate and loving relationship. If you are aware, then you can scan well. If you are sensitive, you can scan well. Next technique in this talk is going to be scanning. Scanning is another technique in basic pranic healing, which is very close to related to sensitivity. We can observe that some of our fellow students in basic pranic healing class can sense and scan energies better than the other. Some of the students can't scan at all. If you are aware of the mental conditions of those who can't scan, you can help them to scan by changing the mental condition. Once you are aware of or sensitive of how things are, not only can you scan with your hands but also with your entire body. You can develop still higher levels of awareness like smell, sight, light, taste and hearing. These faculties are called clairsentient, smell of distance. Clairaudience, listening at a distance. Clairvoyance is looking at something which is not visible to normal eyesight. Applications of scanning can be widened to every aspect of life. Frequently scan your own aura or chakras and keep noting down the conditions and the condition of your life. Now let us do an exercise. Let's do the steps to sensitize your hands. After you sensitize your hands, feel the energy in your hands. Gently bring the palms closer. Move a little bit, move it up and down a little bit. You will see, feel the energy. Do you feel it? Now let us tell a lie, small one. Then feel the energy. Was there a difference? Yes, the energy level has gone down. Now let us can tell a truth. Pranic healing is super powerful. Oh, you can see that the energy has increased. You can scan the feel the energy is better. Now let us do another exercise. If you know how to scan your own antakarana, or you can scan your friend's antakarana, you scan the size of your antakarana before you tell a lie, and you tell the lie and then see how the antakarana has changed. What is the effect of the lie on your antakarana? There are two effects. One is that of putting a layer of a sheet or between the person hearing or seeing you and the truth. So as per law of karma, the similar effects, similar sheets of layers will be placed on you and the truth, and your perception of the truth will be distorted. Second one is your antakarana size has changed or reduced. Before taking any major decision, along with all types of consultation, you can also scan and find out if the decision is right for you or not. Say for instance, whether you should go to another city for career development or not, or what other types of impact would be there if you take up that new job which you have been trying to get into. Scanning can be used to check if the person is giving useful information or not. It can also be used to help people on which path they should take, whether they should get married now or to a particular person or not, or is it useful for them to take up a particular job or go in a particular direction like travel. Scan can also be used to figure out the quantity and quality of energy in your own energy body or that of a friend or relative. It can be used to heal severe ailments